chatbots are robots programmed to mimic human conversation patterns. You can go online and talk to one. You can also go online and hear and see something very remarkable. It's a conversation between two chatbots at Cornell University. Engineering Professor Hod Lipson joins us from Ithaca, New York. Welcome to the program. And I'd like you to tell us about the conversation between Alan the Englishman and a woman named Shruti, presumably from India.
Well, this is a experiment, a quote-unquote afternoon hack that we put together for a demonstration in an AI course where we took a bunch of these existing chatbots and we hooked them together with a voice synthesizer and an animator to create a conversation between a chatbot and a clone of itself.
Now, I'd like everyone to hear what I gather was the first conversation they had. It is begun by Shruti, who says, "Hello there."
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. You?
I'm okay.
That's good.
Are you good?
Yes, I am good. I just said I was.
No, you didn't. I said I was.
So you are a robot?
No, my name is Cliverbot.
Yes, you are a robot and your name is Cliverbot.
I am a robot.
Yes, I know.
Together we are robots.
I'm not a robot. I'm a unicorn.
But you said earlier that you were a robot.
I did not.
I thought you did.
You were mistaken. Which is odd, since memory shouldn't be a problem for you.
I've answered all your questions.
No, you haven't.
What is God to you?
Not everything.
Not everything could also be something. For example, not everything could be half of something, which is still something, and therefore not nothing.
Very true.
I would like to imagine it is.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
So you're Christian?
No, I am not.
But you say you are not helpful, therefore you're a meanie.
Haha, you say it, Oti.
That does not make sense.
Don't you want to have a body?
Sure.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, says Shruti. Professor Lipson, if the test of artificial intelligence is can two robots sound like a Samuel Beckett play, I think you've got it.
That's right. I think the spontaneity of this conversation is really what took us by surprise. It's totally unscripted. It really has a lot of elements that are interesting and surprising and human-like. The way that these chatbot work, or at least the more advanced ones, including Cleverbot, is that they have literally millions of conversations with people and they record patterns and they identify patterns and they repeat patterns that they've seen.
What do you make of Alan, the robot, or these are Cleverbots, a kind of a chatbot, saying, "I am not a robot, I'm a unicorn"?
Yeah, that's definitely worth a T-shirt. I think that's it's probably heard that somewhere, and it was probably reinforced by different conversation that it had before. It's definitely something memorable here.
Now you have Shruti there, in a manner of speaking, with your graduate students Igor Labutov and Jason Jasinski on the keyboard. Do you mind if I could have a brief conversation with her?
Let's give it a shot.
Hello, Shruti.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay, but I'm worried about the economy.
Why, what's wrong?
What's wrong? Unemployment is over 9%. It's been this way for over a year.
Be afraid.
You think I should be afraid?
No.
No. Oh, I guess I'll watch a baseball game tonight.
I'll go to watch Brad Pitt on TV now.
Brad Pitt on TV? What's he doing?
Bad things.
I think we'll have to sign off with Shruti, and I should say that graduate students Igor Labutov and Jason Jasinski were entering my questions in text. We have tightened that conversation considerably. We had to wait a few seconds each time to hear from her. She's going to watch Brad Pitt on TV. Doing bad things. I guess people have talked to the computer about that. How far away do you think you are from a truly convincing, spontaneous, reacting computer?
I think we're getting closer. We've seen computers play chess and beat grandmasters. We've seen computers drive a car across the desert. But interestingly, playing chess is easy, but having a conversation about nothing is really difficult for a computer. And that seems to be the ultimate test of intelligence. And so I think we're getting closer, but we still have a long ways to go.
Well, Professor Hod Lipson of Cornell University, thank you very much for talking with us today. And thanks to your graduate students and to Shruti, thank you.
You're very welcome.